Now it's time to check in on the state of science.
This is KERA
for WWNO,
St. Louis Public Radio,
KQED Iowa News. Public Radio News.
Local science stories of national significance. Pull a bag of shrimp out of the freezer at your local supermarket and check the fine print. You might discover those shrimp come from India or Indonesia or Thailand or Ecuador. We're importing tens of thousands of tons of shrimp from those countries every year. And the shrimpers down in Louisiana say it's driving down the price they get for local catch. Some shrimpers are working to make up their losses by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you for dinner tonight. Joining us with that story is Travis Lux, coastal reporter at WWNO, New Orleans Public Radio. Welcome back, Travis.
Hey, Ira, thanks for having me.
And we want to do a special shout out and welcome to WWNO for putting Science Friday back on their airwaves this week.
Oh, yeah, we're glad to have you back.
Well, nice to be back there. So tell us about the problem. Your story says it's getting harder and harder for shrimpers to make a living. Why is that?
Yeah, well, you alluded to it there in the beginning. Basically, there are a number of problems that shrimpers point to, but one of the main ones is this issue of imported shrimp. They say this imported shrimp from countries like Ecuador and Thailand, it's really flooding the market and driving down the local prices and making it harder for them to basically get by.
Are there any environmental factors at play here?
Well, yeah. So in addition to sort of this longer term economic story, there's also been a number of big environmental moments here in Louisiana. There was, of course, Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, and that really kind of wiped out a lot of the infrastructure, like a lot of the homes and boats and businesses for a lot of these shrimpers. And then, of course, just 5 years later, as a lot of these folks were recovering from Katrina, that's when the BP oil spill hit. Mm-hmm. And so the spill happened on the first day of the summer season, of the summer shrimp season here. And so that wiped out canceled the whole summer season. And shrimpers still say they're recovering from that spill.
In fact, you talked to a shrimper named Charles Robin IV, mm-hmm. and we have a clip of him here explaining the situation as he sees it.
It's been real bad. The shrimp we catching, we can't even get average $1 a pound on a smaller shrimp. We're getting like 75 cents, 60 cents, and you need thousands and thousands of pounds just to try to get the expenses, and it's been rough. So whenever we get marketable shrimp, and we try to go to markets and take orders from people, and my wife, she just gets on the Facebook and just advertises we got shrimp, and people message us, and we just try to get what we could get.
Facebook to sell shrimp. There's an idea.
Yeah. So basically what's going on here is they're trying to cut out the middleman to make as much as they can per pound. So that means selling directly to consumers as much as possible. So, you know, you'll see folks, if they have the time to have more of a presence at farmers markets or to create a presence in random parking lots or just sell off their boat as much as possible. So, yeah, in a lot of cases, that means turning to Facebook to say, here's what I caught today. Do you want some? We've got X amount of pounds of medium-sized shrimp. And so it's kind of interesting.
Are shrimp on President Trump's Chinese tariff list?
They are on that tariff list. It's kind of hard to say, though, how much of an effect that will have, mm-hmm. because China is just outside the top five of countries where some of these imports are coming from.
Right.
So it's kind of hard to say what effect that will or won't have at this point.
Any predictions on your own about how this is going to play out?
You know, I don't know. I think that it's really just unclear to me.
Yeah.
This issue's been going on for so long here in the state that it's a little bit hard, just looking at recent history, to see anything changing with the prices for shrimpers. So I kind of expect it to stay like this for a little bit longer,
right,
frankly.
We'll check back in with you, Travis. Thank you for taking time to be with us today.
All right. Thank you.
Travis Lux, a coastal reporter at the New Orleans Public Radio, and a special thanks and hello to WWNO and WRKF and all our listeners in Louisiana. Good to have you back. Speaking of back, we're going to take a short break and come back and talk with Tom Friedman about the Green New Deal. If you'd like to talk about it, we'd love to welcome you. 844-724-8255, 844-724-8255. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.